There is a lot of dramatic news coming out of Syria this morning. We want to get an update with Jonathan Head. He's the BBC correspondent in Istanbul. Jonathan?
Hi, Celeste. Yeah, we've got reports of a quite significant attack really close to the capital, Damascus. And this is opposition sources telling us carried out by the Free Syrian Army. It's a group basically formed of defectors from the Syrian Army. We've been hearing a lot about them. We haven't been able to confirm much. But they are saying that they launched an attack on an Air Force intelligence base close to the capital. There was a lot of shooting. We don't know about casualties, but it seemed to go on for a few hours.
So we don't even know this Free Syrian Army, how large it is, because, of course, the Syrian government has said that there have been, you know, very, very small numbers of defectors. And the protesters say they've been large numbers.
Yes, so these reports have been going on for some months now, and we've known about them because we've met them down. Some of them have come over the border to seek shelter in Turkey, and their commanders, a man called Colonel Riyad Assad, has been based in Turkey right up until about 2 or 3 days ago. We now have heard he's gone back into Syria to lead an armed insurgency against the government of President Bashar al-Assad. We have seen not just this attack, but also opposition reports of 34 soldiers being killed, government soldiers being killed in an ambush by the Free Syrian Army on Monday. It's hard to confirm these reports, but local residents have talked about a lot of gunfire in that neighborhood this morning. Some video footage has been posted showing government vehicles on fire, you know, the aftermath of attacks. So it does seem as though the armed element of the Syrian opposition movement is becoming more active.
That's Jonathan Head. He's covering this story for our partner, the BBC. He joined us from Istanbul. Jonathan, thank you so much. And we've been obviously talking a lot about the violence going on in Syria. Yesterday, perhaps as many as 70 Syrians were killed in one of the bloodiest days since the anti-Assad protests began in January. And joining us now is somebody who's seen this violence firsthand, or at least the after effects of it. Dr. Mohammed Salul is a president of the Syrian American Medical Society. And the purpose of the Syrian American Medical Society, doctor, as I understand it, is to try to get both doctors and supplies to the Syrian refugees who've gotten across the border into Turkey. Is that correct?
To some extent, but Celeste, it's more than that. It's to provide the needed humanitarian aid to Syrians who are in need, whether they're inside Syria or outside Syria. And this organization has been in function for the past 13 years, and it was providing much-needed medical and humanitarian support to Syrians in need, especially Syrian patients and doctors and hospitals inside Syria. But right now, because we have this crisis and we have, for the first time in the history of Syria, refugees outside of the Syrian border, and they are in much needed support, especially medical support, we've been trying to help them.
Well, let me ask you about the patients that end up coming across the border. I assume that what you're saying here is that you're seeing a lot more of them, but do they have more serious injuries?
Some of them do. We've seen some trauma related to gunshot wounds and other trauma. But most of the patients we've seen in the camps are children and elderly and women who have basic medical needs. And they have back pain, they have abdominal pains, they have ulcers, they have hypertension, diabetes, and other common issues which you usually witness in a large population. Also, we've seen issues related to the camps itself, medical diseases related to the crowding in the camps, like infectious problems, hepatitis, gastroenteritis, and these are common when you have a large crowded population right within a small area.
We're speaking with Dr. Mohammed Salul. He's president of the Syrian American Medical Society, which sends doctors and financial aid to Syrian refugees. You know, let me ask you, doctor, this is obviously something which must touch close to your heart. And I'm wondering how you feel about the response so far from the international community and the Arab League, which just suspended Syria from their membership. And it is perhaps going to take a meeting to take stronger steps. Do you feel like people outside Syria have done enough to protect the Syrian people?
Definitely not. Definitely not. You know, we've had more than 3,500 Syrian civilians at least, and this is really a very conservative estimate, who were killed because of the violence. We have thousands who disappeared. We have tens of thousands who are detained. We have tens of thousands who were injured and are unable to go back to work. Syrians, especially in some cities like the city of Homs and Idlib and Daraa, are in very stressful situations, surrounded by army, by security, not able to get food and basic needs. And my feeling that the international community response is very muted for some reason to Syria, and compared to what happened, for example, in Libya and other countries. That has to change because Syria is spiraling out of control. And what's happening right now in some of the cities and in some of the areas, and I was listening to the report before that, is very distressing. And I hope that this would not be a start of a war, which may start in Syria and spill out of control.
Although the Syrians that we've spoken to have said they don't want military intervention. Is that your opinion as well?
Definitely not. Most Syrians do not want military intervention, but they do want protection of the civilians. They want someone to control the situation before it spirals out of control. What Syrians, especially the ones in the street demonstrating, are saying that we want to protect the right of Syrians to demonstrate peacefully. The Syrian government has been trying to provoke violence and sectarian violence, especially. And to some extent, they are succeeding. But if we have monitors in the ground, if we have neutral media, if we have international organizations, if we have a human rights organization, that can stop.
Yeah. Dr. Mohammed Salul, thanks for joining us. President of the Syrian American Medical Society. Thank you so much.